We started.
Our magic trip?
I started.
Magic trip.
Started.
Yeah, I went to Danske. It was the worst.
Oh, we can talk about that, too.
That wasn't really anything, though. That was, like the best part of that was the jerk check-in.
At the end. Danske is this, like...
Karaoke place?
No, like, I showed the woman, like, my post-secondary TTC pass, and she was just like, okay, like, I'm sure you're not really old. And I felt the harshness in her tone.
What is Dance Cave?
It's a place on Bathurst and Bloor
it's on top of Lee's Palace.
Yeah, it's like a lot of young university kids go there.
Because it's free.
Because it's free. You get in for free with your student card.
And
it's, I've always heard about it. I'm like, maybe I'll go.
Like a club?
Yeah, pretty much. We went, we were only there for like not long. We went to the Fox and the Fiddle beforehand. And there was emo kids
doing
karaoke.
Fall Out Boy karaoke.
That's
it was awesome.
Okay.
It was
hilarious.
Decent. Snapchats of that.
Yeah, just follow me on Snapchat. Nicholas
Snapchat?
Dooley. I had sent a Snapchat.
Maybe I don't have you on Snapchat.
I don't have anybody on Snapchat. I have Karlik.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's me.
That's really weird.
Okay, welcome.
Anyways, welcome to No One Is Thinking About You.
Welcome.
The show.
And I was so hungover that on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had only slept
I heard about
like
this.
5 hours for like 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Because I kept having reasons to wake up in the morning and go to sleep late. So me, Ian, and Terry were supposed to go shooting guns. And I was just like...
Oh, you didn't go?
Well, okay. What happened was I got there. They picked me up and I was kind of dead. I was like falling asleep and I was overheated and I was feeling really hungover. And then we got to the place and we had to... It's like a 10-minute walk in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
To bring the bullets, like big fucking box of bullets and a big box of skeets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I laughed too. And no one else laughed. And so we walk there and there's a bunch of like families there. RVing. Not RVing. What's the four-wheelers?
Four-wheeling.
The four-wheeler things.
Oh, ATVs.
ATVs.
Oh, those are very
and so where we get to the spot where we I guess Ian normally shoots and they're like, yeah, this guy's just there. He's like, yeah, you guys aren't shooting today, are you? Because there's a bunch of kids around. And Ian's like, this is where I always shoot. And the guy's like, well, you can't shoot here. And we were like, oh, okay. And then we walked away. And it was like the hardest walk ever. I'm dying. And it was just the worst experience. And then we're driving around like, oh, my God. I have to go to the bathroom so bad. Like, or else I'm going to explode.
Yeah. And the beer shits?
Yeah, the beer shits. And then it took like 20 minutes. No, it took like a good half hour of driving before we stopped. And then I was just dead. And then
I heard you were just miserable the whole time.
See, Ian always says that. Ian always says Gavin was miserable. I had a really good time.
Oh, no. It's just you have like that face of misery. You could be.
I think it's just my resting face.
Yeah.
Resting bitch face.
Resting miserable
Miserable face.
Well, like if you're not smiling, then you just look neutral. Then yeah. No one looks. If you're like walking around just like.
I was having a really good time. And okay. But good. I knew that Ian would say that I was miserable.
Well,
just
calling you out, Ian. This is
calling you out. I'm calling you out,
Ian. Went to the cottage, and Gavin was like, he wasn't feeling good. He got punched in the face and stuff. And he just looked kind of miserable, like, half the time. But
like, I got punched in the face. I got a headache, and I was really tired. And we were in the sun. And then Ian's like, you look miserable, Gavin. Why are you so miserable all the time? And I'm like, Jesus Christ. You just hit me in the face. Give me a break. I had a great time at the cottage.
Yeah. It was just funny, though.
I'm allowed to have a neutral face,
I think. Yeah, it's just funny.
You're allowed to have headaches.
Yeah.
It's just funny to also poke your butt. Because
yeah.
It kind of bothers you a little bit.
Apparently,
it does, because, like, I don't want to come off as a miserable person all
the
time.
You're not miserable, but we just know that it's kind of...
As long as people know that I'm actually, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not actually
We should have said yay
when
more.
With people.
Definitely. People know you're having fun if you say yay. Yahoo.
Yeah, if you just like sit there and like it's quiet in the car and you're driving and you're like, I really gotta go to the bathroom, guys. Like, okay, and you're like, yeah! They'd be like, oh, maybe Gavin's having an awesome time.
Yeah. I was feeling so shitty and I was trying my best to like joke
no,
around
people,
and stuff.
People say that with me too. People are always like, man, like you're so unimpressed. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, that was awesome. They're like, you just say like, that was cool. I'm like, yeah, that was cool. Like, what? Like,
no, you gotta give it a little bit more. You gotta add an exclamation mark.
But I said, I said it. I said I liked it. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
All right, let's get into
topic number one. Is my topic. We delivered this on the weekend. I forget what it was.
Things don't work.
Yeah. So topic. Here, no, I know my topic. Shh. Okay, so let me bring this in like the story mode. So you're hanging with your friends, and you know, before you guys were hanging out, you were questing the vast space of the interwebs, and you saw like a cool YouTube video, and you saw a cool. And on this YouTube video, It's something that you think is really rad and awesome. So you bring it to your friend. You're like, check out this YouTube video on my cellular phone. Now, we all have modern age. Cellular phones are like
modern
computers.
Age.
Computers used to be the size of like rooms. And now it fits in your pocket. And whenever I try to show any of my friends anything, it doesn't work. Why is this?
Okay, that's... He means when, like, oh, I got to show you a picture of this chick or something, and then we go on Instagram, and then it's a loading screen.
Nothing loads, yeah, nothing works.
And you're just like, well...
Yeah, I think I described it better than that.
No, not really.
Well, y'all the listener. Right.
Everyone
know
knows
what I mean? Samuel and Clarkson.
It was
Deacon and
Janiqua.
Sam.
Deacon and Sam.
Deacon and Samantha.
Anyways.
We probably lost all our viewers in that off week.
Yes.
Or no one noticed.
One of the other.
Is it like you like subscribe to like a feed in like Stitcher?
Yeah.
Like a feed? So
yeah.
It's like Tumblr, but podcast. Like who has time?
Plobplast.
Plobplasts.
Yeah, okay.
So, why doesn't anything work when I look at it on my phone?
I don't know, man. I think the device in question, because this happens on your computer all the time.
Some performance anxiety?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Especially on your computer, too.
Right?
Like, it's crazy.
You're like, oh, yeah, let me load up this video that I already had preloaded. So you can literally click and watch it. What? It's not working? YouTube error? What?
It's even worse when you build it up.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, guys, this is the funniest fucking video I've ever fucking seen. And then it's just like, okay, we gotta wait. Gotta wait.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And then when it does come, though, the moment's gone.
Yeah.
The moment's gone. Like, I'll show you it, and then it's like, oh, like, fuck, yeah. Why even bother? This is so in the past.
Especially in this day and age, it's just like, after, like, 2 seconds, the moment's gone.
Yeah.
You might as well just give up.
Yeah, the moment is way faster
than
life now.
Yeah, the moment. Some people wait a couple minutes for a moment like this. So, yeah, I think it's a performance anxiety thing.
For the phone.
Like, it gets nervous because maybe their NASA is looking at you through your... Let's all look at our phones right now.
No,
Nick's twisting his mustache.
Yeah, Nick is trying
and
to...
It's actually pretty impressive. It's actually really long.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it going. But my phone is working.
Wax? I'll make you some wax.
Am I really loud on this right now?
Just not...
Turn me down a bit, Karthik. Turn me down the headphones. A tiny bit. Karthik's turning me down right now. Turning me off.
Well, people are probably like, this guy is such...
Me and Nick are going to 1 second a day each other, and I'll go over to Karthik. And,
what's up? 1 second.
There we go.
So, yeah. I guess that's it on the topic. Everything is performance anxiety.
That's why I was like, I don't know if that could be a topic.
No,
guys.
But like, man, there's like, but everyone's gonna be listening to this, be like, yeah, that does happen, and that's all we really need for more listeners.
We need awareness.
Yeah,
need
like that's this was a
Let's
promotional
bring
piece.
A hashtag to this: performance anxiety,
phone
electronics,
performance anxiety electronics. Hashtag
YouTube doesn't work when you want it to. YouTube doesn't work when you want to impress a girl.
I don't remember the last time I tried to impress a girl with YouTube.
Oh,
I don't know if that happens.
Every time.
I
just
show
other people, hey, you guys want to see my channel? Jenna Marbles.
You show her Jenna Marbles?
And then I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Jenna Marbles is my favorite. I actually watched a show of those.
And I'm like, oh, you know Smosh? Yeah, that was me.
I am Smosh.
I could have been Smosh like 10 years ago.
Wait, because you had the emo hair?
Yeah. When they had the emo hair.
That's what you just consider Smosh being?
That was I'm pretty sure that was the first YouTube video.
Oh, Smosh? Who was that? One, who's a name more famous YouTubers? When I posted,
DeFranco,
Shane Dawson. Yeah, when I posted on that, what was it, Cringe Years? What the fuck is that called?
Blunder Years.
I posted on that.
He commented on it?
And lots of people, the top comment is, you look like a young Shane Dawson. And I was like, that's really weird. And I don't know how to, I wouldn't know how to
you
do
walk
that.
Around saying, oh yeah, like that, subscribe and rate, comment.
I should talk about that. Yeah, I'm going to call everybody out now because I was supposed to do it last week, but we missed the pod.
Please subscribe.
Fuck my friends.
Yeah.
They all suck. I went to a fan expo alone.
Yeah.
By myself.
Sad, unfortunately.
Dressed up as Castiel and walked around. And I cried myself to sleep every night. And that was it. People were supposed to go.
I was supposed
to go. Hey, Arian, I know you listen to this podcast. I texted you, man.
Bro.
Texted you. And then after the fact, I talked to people, and they're like, oh, I totally would have went. And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
See, I wanted to go, and I couldn't get rid of the shift at work.
Yeah.
And
Carly didn't book it off because it wasn't important enough to him.
I tried to book it off, and then it got scheduled, and I tried to give it away.
Turns
out it was a long weekend.
Gavin calling Karthik out.
Do you remember we're going to go see Karthik? Calling Karthik?
Apparently it's a terrible
movie.
That's
a terrible movie. I bought it. A $2 bootleg version of it, and I watched it. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, That okay. was my weekend.
Let's go to the next topic, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. My topic lately, because I'm going to the UK in fucking 10 days now.
Shit, eh?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I better
spend some time with you.
I know.
Or find some time.
I've been reading a lot and writing a lot.
Do you want to come over and twist my mustache?
A little bit. I've been reading and writing a lot. And I've gained like a new appreciation for good sentences. I'm reading a book called How to Write Sentence. And it's just like teaching me about good sentences, basically. But anyways, this one sentence I really loved came from a TV show. And as soon as the guy said it, I wrote it down. It's a TV show called Penny Dreadful. And my boy Josh Hartnett said it. If I have a man crush, it's Josh Hartnett, by the way.
Is it a new TV show?
Yeah, it's new, like last year. Well, not last year, but last season, I guess, in the summer. And it's about old Penny Dreadfuls, which were like kind of like serials of horror serials.
Okay.
Like Frankenstein, Dracula, Dorian Gray.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And then it mixes them all together. And it has like a really big cast. But Josh Hartnett, my boy, man crush, he says one character's like talking about a girl and how she's changing and she's going to become a monster or something. And he's like, what if she changes? And then Ethan, Josh Hartnett, says, then I'll love who she becomes.
Is that? I don't know if that's from that show. I've heard it other
You've heard
places.
It before?
Yeah.
I've said it a million times to bring up on the podcast. But you probably heard like it from that show or not from that show, regardless.
Seems like a common
thing
to say.
Yeah, but still, I think it's so beautiful and so powerful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And I want to talk about that because there's especially in my life, I used to think, I kind of still think that if you're not growing together, you're growing apart, if that makes sense. Like, if you're not together and changing together, if the other person changes or if you change, then will you still like the person after the change? So, I don't know. The quote is just really powerful to me. It gets your brain thinking.
No, definitely. Like, even if you think about it in terms of not even, relationships, is romantic, but in terms of friend relationships,
that's true too.
That's something that happens way more often, where you have friends that you were friends with in elementary school. You guys change. Do you change together, or do you change away?
Oh, I talked about this recently, actually, with one. Maybe it was you.
Was it me, you, and Leslie sitting around?
Maybe. I don't know. I was just talking about how we all like grow kind of like differently, kind of on our own like little paths. We have the same kind of like core values, which is why we all work so
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is all my friends aren't shitty people, and that's why we get along. I think that's it. Like, it's the same like core, like even new friends, like Mitch and Moody, like same fundamentals. Like,
yeah.
And as long as you're like a chill ass, bruh.
Bruh?
Bruh.
Bruh.
Or right. She, bruh.
She, bruh.
Bruh. And you're all good.
A-H. Yeah, I always tell people, I'm so nervous going to England because I haven't really made new friends since grade school.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, good. I've known you all since grade school.
Yeah.
And then me and Chris. I've seen you working those moves on the cab drivers on a
super fucking drunk.
Yeah, you're trying, like, what's up, man? Like, how are you? Like, tell me your life story. Like,
I'm trying really hard to get out of my shell.
Yeah, you're on the right path, I think.
Yeah. It's just nervous. Very nervous.
I guess if you put a lot of pressure on making friends, then it becomes nerve-wracking. If you just do your own thing and then let people come to you or meet people organically, much more.
And at least you're like an attractive white male.
Yeah, at least you're a handsome.
Really tough. I could be
a handsome loser.
Yeah, basically. No, like, I'm sure people are just gonna be like, "Hey, do you want to be friends?" And they'd be like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And you'll just see how it goes from there. And then once you meet one person, you meet their friends, and
exactly.
Just kind of like, man, everybody needs friends.
Yeah.
Don't even sweat it. Even for a minute.
You should just. Not even talk to anyone when you first meet people in England. Just tell really them to cool. listen to this podcast and get to know you first.
That's true.
And a business
hey guys, the worst part of me. I have like 10 hours of audio. You can listen to me talk first.
You're talk begin at to you. Hate me of my fucking just like shallow values.
We just wear a leather jacket and like lean against a lot of stuff.
Yeah, wear the Canadian flag all the time so people know.
Like, whoa, what's this symbol?
Side note: Did Terry and Ian tell you about the totally racist thing I accidentally said?
Nope.
Again,
I want to hear about this.
I don't know if I want to stay on the pod. It wasn't even racist. It was a joke. about
race.
No, it's not racist at all. And I didn't even, it didn't click in my mind. But I thought it was a funny idea where you go to, because I had a, we went to the dance cave, me and Nick, and it was the night after. And I had two stamps on both my wrists because I forgot to, they stamped me once on my right hand and I couldn't find the stamp when I was leaving. So I was like, yo, you forgot to stamp me. And I produced my left wrist and I stamped again. So we were in the car and I was just like, yeah, we should make a club where like, instead of stamps, if you get a tattoo, you can get scanned in. Like, you just go in for free whenever you want.
Yeah. Oh, like a gang? Like a motorcycle gang?
No. And
more
then,
like the...
And Ian was just like, oh, like Auschwitz? And I was like, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
So no, it was Ian who made the joke.
It was Ian who made the connection.
Well, it's like, you've done this before, too.
But I don't mean it.
You've...
Oh, God. It's like turning my words into terrible, terrible things.
Well, it's okay. You mean well, but sometimes your ideas get a little twisted.
You set up the pins.
Yeah.
Someone come around and racistly knock them down.
Yeah.
So I love Who She Becomes. Anything else on that? I think it's so beautiful.
What?
Oh,
No, do you really?
I was confused for a little bit.
I love you. Like, okay. If someone changed, do you think you'd still like them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a lot to say about this.
I think I like people changing because I change. And I if people change in a positive way, that's the key. As I get more driven and find out things that I like, up on a crescendo all the time.
Yeah, up on a crescendo.
You know,
all the
I want
time.
People to go up too. Like, you know, one of the questions that people will ask is like, if your significant other is in some minimum wage job, like dead end job, whatever, and they have no, like, you know, intention of moving up or like succeeding, will that bother you? It's like, first they think about no, but then I'm like, yeah, because they don't want to improve, and I'm always about improving myself. I want to be the best person in the world.
Yeah, same. So
I want somebody to try to be the best person in the world with me too. So then I'm constantly trying to beat them.
Or someone who's like a good, not someone you compete against, but like someone who's like supportive, I guess.
Yeah.
Who's like, oh, like they'll call you out on shit that like, you won't normally call yourself out on.
Yeah, exactly. And friends and relationships, anything.
Yeah.
You know?
But like,
I need people like that.
I think the question I'm trying to ask here is, would you still love somebody if they changed from the person you knew them as? Like, is there, at what point do you stop loving the
person?
Well,
then you would say the same because you would realize.
Is there a certainty to this love that this character is talking about? Like, then I'll love who she becomes. But what if he doesn't? Like, is there a certainty there that in love that you can say that?
I'm assuming that if you're, you know, romantically involved with a person and you're saying I love who they become, you're part of that molding process. So you're going to be there every step of the way.
That's it.
You know?
That's good. And that's Gold Star. Where my concern comes in. So if you're not there...
If you're not there, that's what's tough because, you know, there's people who I would have known in elementary school and now they're totally different people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, or, you know, somebody that would have had a huge crush on back then. And now it's like, man, they're terrible.
Growing is such you're never going to stop growing ever. Yeah. Like, you're always going to be learning new things. And like we were looking through pictures last time we could podcast and record. And I was like, man, who is this 20-year-old kid who doesn't know anything? Like, do you remember, like, thinking you had everything figured out, and then now you're like, you're stupid?
Oh, well, every year, I think the year before...
Is it your wonder year kind of thing?
I'm a retard. Like, I'm just a walking calamity the year before. It's like, oh, man, I made it this far. This year, I'll pick it up. And then I look, you know, when I'm 24, I'll be like, man, 23 was just a wreck.
Yeah.
I did not understand anything.
It takes time to, like, realize and grow. And, like, even if, like, let's just say you leave and go to England, like, Chris, like, you're still... grow, but like it's cool to come and like collab your growths together and like spend time with people. Like, that's the thing about family gatherings is like everyone gets together and it's always like how boring would everything be if it was always the same?
Pretty boring.
Very boring.
Like, if every year it was like the traditions are cool, but like it's within the lines of the traditions, you know what I mean? Like, who you like, I don't know. That's the other thing for like our spirit quest I learned is like growing is like so important, and like all there is to do is grow.
Should we transition into our spirit quest?
Yeah, I've never heard about this. You guys mentioned a lot.
Did I tell you about it at all?
No, I have not heard a single thing. I literally am holding it for the podcast.
All right, well, let's venture into that territory.
This is the story of the spirit quest featuring Nick and Gavin.
So I've been planning on going on a spirit quest. Finally got to do it this summer, and I'm really excited. I was like counting the days. I remember sitting in the office like counting the days until I got to like do shrooms in a forest. But the key part for me was the forest. I was like so amped. I'm like it's gonna be outside. It's gonna be awesome.
We should start from.
Yeah. So, cue you because I don't know. Remember.
I know I had anxieties going into it. I'm not too big on the drugs. I smoke from time to time, but I never thought I'd... Like, shrooms are something that are natural and I'm not too scared of because I've known people who've done it. Anything more is kind of scary to me and foreign, but first time... I told my weed story, my crazy crying first time weed reboot.
Reboot everything. World, yeah.
So this got me worried because this is a real hallucinogenic drug and I was terrified leading up to it and I kept telling Nick and Chris, like, I'm really kind of scared and I'm going to do as little as possible. And I wrote on my arm, everything is fine. Yeah. Yeah. And then we made a tea. I don't know. Why did we make the tea?
I don't know. Everyone's like, make a tea. And I was like, yeah, tea seems like the way to go. And like, and then like you, me and Chris, I'm like giving to the power of the tea, like, yeah. Surrender, so like we could drink the tea. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just seemed like it was like,
it was good tea too.
I guess. Yeah. It was like tea.
So we drank the tea. We waited around for an hour and nothing was happening. Chris was laughing a lot.
And we just lucked out.
I remember me and you were just kind of like, I don't know yet. And nothing was happening. So we decided just to eat a bunch. I don't remember exactly how it happened.
I ate a lot.
Yeah. And then I put on the girls video by 1975.
Like, yeah. Six, like, times was so mad.
Six, forest? Eight times. No, no, no. We were sitting. We made a safe room, I should say. It was just two couches, like, locked us in the corner with a TV and a bunch of blankets. And we hung lights, Christmas lights, from the ceiling fan.
Okay.
And put candles everywhere. It's like a safe trip zone. So anyways, we were watching the girls video like eight times. And then Nick was like, we have to go to the fucking forest, man.
Like, yeah, I sat on the porch. I was like, I don't want to watch this video. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, yeah. I sat on the porch, ate an apple. I was like, this is rad.
And me and Chris were kind of hesitant to go for some reason.
It was raining too. It was like spitting a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, yo, like, this is like, we need to go. And we ate a bunch more and we left. And like, we're walking up the hill and it was walking, and there's this huge like metal staircase that goes up the forest, like up on a hill, because McHamilton. Hamilton. It's mostly like mountainous and hilly stuff.
The waterfall capital of the world.
The world. So we start climbing up, and then this huge metal thing. Chris is like, yeah, like me and Pippa run up here like on weekends. I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
I definitely started feeling it as soon as we got to the staircase.
Yeah, and then it started raining. I could, like, feel the rain on my face, and then like we were standing like on this ledge, and I was here like, I could like be quiet, and I hear like the wind blowing through all the trees and like rustling
and,
through.
Yeah, and the droplets of the rain on the leaves.
Yeah, it was unreal. And then Chris is like, can you climb over this? And I'm like,
I was said that. I remember you? Specifically, I was like, I have to jump over this thing and free myself in the forest.
Yeah, so me being the expert free runner climber that I am, I just hopped, I climbed it, and I was like, okay, cool. And I just ran into the forest, and we just like, we're in the forest.
Yeah, Chris was kind of documenting everything. He was writing things down that we were saying and videotaping it.
I bring my phone.
Yeah, I don't know if I brought my phone either. And I remember I was saying, like, Chris, we are the forest people. Like, we're forest people now. Like, write this down.
Like, we're never going back.
we like running on logs into the forest and like,
and we all like
noises.
Had nice space in between each other too. So like, we were kind of on our own, but we were kind of together. And there was this, Gavin and Chris were like down at the bottom of the hill. I was on this hill and I put my hand on the tree. And they're like, come on, let's go. I'm like, I'm not ready to leave this tree just yet. Like, I'm not ready to go. And I look at it, and I look up, and I started, like, talking to it. And I'm
started
like,
talking to the tree.
And I was like, oh, like, it, I'm like, it all makes sense. Like, it was like, I was like, have you ever felt anything, the way I described it at the time was like, have you ever felt anything that was more than words, that you just could not possibly describe? And then I hugged the tree, and I was like, thank you for everything that you told me.
Yeah, you did.
And
and me and Chris were filming it laughing.
And then I was like, thanks, and I was like, bye, and I just walked on one of my way. And then, they were way ahead. And actually had this huge revelation about, like, where people come from and, like the origin of the species kind of thing. And I was just like, I'm a human? Like, I can run through the forest. So I ran through and I caught up with them. And I was like, that was incredible. I was like, it's crazy. You can just do things. And then we went through, like, a foresty hill. And there's a bunch of, like, it was like a construction site almost.
Yeah, we went up this little path that led into, it almost looked like...
It went to a trail, though.
Yeah, it was a weird gravel path. There's a hatch there. There's like a little buildings, like electric buildings, I guess, but really small. Some sewage things.
And
going
then
on.
There was like gravel like along the path. And I was just like, all rocks are different.
Yeah, and they bent down and started picking up rocks.
Yeah, and Chris was just like laying in it. It was just like, whoa.
And there's fences like guarding the trees. And I think someone
it was a tree perseverance like area, like a conservation for a couple of trees. And I don't know what I said. I was just like, why, like, what, protect the trees? Like, yeah, protect the trees. I'm like, someone I was like, someone who lost their way was like, cut down all the trees. I'm like, that's so wrong, man.
So you just turned into a hippie this whole time?
Oh, we turned into full on hippies.
When we got back to the house, I was like staring in the mirror and I was like, my neck, I look like Mr. Burns. He was, the forest was like, hello.
Yeah,
like,
the alien.
Like, the really long neck and like, his huge eyes. I was staring in the mirror and I had like my shitty, raggy hair, my like shitty beard. And I was just like, I don't want to be a stoner hippie for the rest of my life. And I was like, but this is awesome.
So, anyways, we're halfway through our adventure. We found ourselves on the gravel path. We kept going, and there's these rocks.
Oh yeah,
fenced in. We gotta free our brother rocks.
I was like, who caged these rocks?
And I remember climbing this path, I accidentally broke a branch off a tree.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry, tree. Like I tried to put it back together.
Yeah, and Chris was walking backwards. Oh, he's like, I don't want to see where I'm going, but I want to know where I'm coming from. And he's like walking backwards.
There are so many like drops of knowledge.
Oh man, but like everything was like insane. Like and then we walked to this construction site, and he's like, I don't know if I can come here. I'm like, what? Are you kidding? You can't own land. I was like, someone's gonna come in and be like, you can't, this is mine. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. You can't, I kept saying, like, you can't own land, man. I was like, it belongs to the planet. Like, yeah.
And we started walking down the trail, and it said Bruce's Trail.
Yeah, there was a sign that said Bruce's Trail, and it was like a huge post with a metal sign. I just pulled it out of the ground. I was like, I put it in the construction site, and I was like, hopefully they recycle this. I was like, you can't own land, Bruce's Trail. I'm like, who's Bruce? Kill him.
And we kept walking, and then we got to this clearing where we couldn't really go much further. But I remember I had a revelation right there where I found a fallen tree.
You started walking on it.
And I started walking on it, and I was making this poetry in my head, the shroom poem that I made. I don't think I'm going to read it, but basically I was like, life is like a narrowing branch that humans walk along, and we can't ever reach the end. Like, we don't know what's at the end of life, you know what I mean? We don't know what's at the end of this world because we keep falling off the branch because it gets too thin as we get older. And I was like, this is brilliant. I'm a fucking genius. And then I walked them down the branch, and I was saying it, and no one was understanding what was going on.
No, I got it. I feel like at the time, I was like, I've experienced these feelings before, Gavin. I understand what you're saying. I'm on a different level right now.
So we started going back, and then we definitely split up again. Like, we were in three distinct
parts. Yeah, there's someone painted, like, you know how, like, they mark trees that they're going to cut down and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, there's some paint on a tree, and I was like screaming at the tree. I'm like, why would they paint you? You're beautiful. Like, yelling at the tree. I'm like, why would they paint you? Like I couldn't understand why. I was like, why? Like, why would anyone do this? It's like, you're a tree. Like, you know, tree shouldn't be painted.
I know. I remember at that point I was conducting noise
in the forest,
and with my hands, I was being a conductor, and I was like, this is beautiful. All the noises of the land. Chris was swinging a stick. I don't remember. He was just laughing.
He said a lot of great things.
And then we found a soccer field.
With two soccer balls. With
two soccer balls, just randomly. No one was there, just two soccer balls in a soccer field. And we're like, this is terrible that like trees were cleared and like this is man-made, this is the devil, but this is awesome. And we started like kicking soccer balls. Yeah. And then we lost one.
There was
of them.
Like a couple like not too far away. And I was like, man, this couple's killing my vibe.
And so we tried to complete the loop. We went back to the staircase.
And there's like children like on the staircase.
Yeah, so we couldn't climb back to where we came, which kind of felt disappointing. So we walked down the stairs and we went, oh.
Oh man, the story gets a lot more deep from here.
Yeah, okay. So I guess first we stopped on a bus.
No, we were just like walking and I was like, no, like let's say goodbye to the forest.
Yeah.
So we sat like on the curb like at a bus stop.
No, I remember you wanted to hug a tree. We all wanted to like hug a tree
and say bye,
but there's too many people around.
Yeah, and I don't want people to be like, these guys are on fucking drugs, yeah, trees and shit.
Yeah. So we went and sat on the gravel or the pavement,
the curb, yeah,
and we just kind of sat there. I remember playing with an ant on my hand, like I am a giant.
And like the cars would
all
go
the
by
clouds,
and like, oh yeah, we're looking at the clouds, God. And it was unreal. And then like looking at these cars, I drive by. I'm like, "How? Like, what the fuck is that?"
Yeah.
It was all like really stimulating. Like after being like in the forest, where like everything was like trees and shit, and then you see like a car go by, and you're like, "That's fucked. Like that thing does not make any sense."
And then we left when a bus came around because it was a bus loop.
Yeah,
and we got scared, so we left.
Tried to go to a convenience store. It was the worst.
We did though.
Yeah,
you and Chris were really sketchy at the convenience store because you guys were.
We were literally standing
together
outside, like looking like we were about to go in and
for, like,
rob
5 minutes. Like huddled together, and I was just like, guys, come on, you gotta stop this now. This is high. We have to go in, get these ice cream sandwiches, and leave.
I didn't even want the ice cream sandwich.
I wanted it so bad, and I was so happy when I ate it. So we went back to Chris's. We laid in the
safe room.
The safe place, yeah, the safe room we made. And I put on Brahms Symphony No. 3. Any listeners out there should put it on. And we just sat there. We listened to it twice. The first time was just me and Nick.
The best was when Chris came in and he's like, this is my shelf. I just, like, put my things on it. Like, I don't know why. I was just like, these are my things. I'm going to put them on the shelf. It was so weird.
And then we just listened to Tycho and spun lights around for an hour, probably.
Yeah, I literally sat, like, with Christmas lights in my hand, just, like, spinning them. I'm like, darn.
We didn't talk. We just spun Christmas lights.
Like, listen to tunes.
And listened to Tycho. And it was just the most incredible experience. And then we started winding down. Chris started to go clean up shit. And, and then it was just kind of over. And it was kind of like this, not melancholy feeling, but it was sad that it was over. When I got high with the weed reboot experience, I wanted nothing but for it to end.
Yeah.
But this, I'd never wanted.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Yeah, like, yeah. I couldn't imagine my life being any other way.
Yeah. And I remember thinking to myself, I understand everything now.
Well, I don't understand everything. I was like, I just learned so much. Because, like, when going into it, like, I would ask people, like, oh, you've done shrooms? Like, yeah. I'm like, did you learn anything? And they're like, yeah, like, I was like, no. Like, you did not learn anything.
Like, we had such a good experience.
I had such a great experience. I feel like a lot more whole as a person.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And then we finished off the night by watching That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Mm.
The best movie.
Well, because I don't think we could agree on a movie, but it was a good movie for you, me, and Chris to, like, watch together.
Yeah, it felt good. And since then, during the whole shroom trip, I was dancing a lot for some reason. And since then, I just find myself dancing constantly. And I feel
like at the gym, I airdrum walking down the street. Oh, yeah. Music is everywhere.
Everything just feels a bit more understandable. And, like, you kind of let it be. You know what I mean? Just let it be.
Because, like, we're kind of like, my whole thing was, like, at the end, I was like, oh, like, we're like, I was like, what the fuck is a couch? Like, this is a thing that's existed since before I was born. And I was like, this whole world has existed before me. I'm like, that's why I find, like, a lot of people's, like, troubles in, like, life and growing up is, like, where do I fit into this world that's already developed, that already exists? Like, where do I belong in this? Like, because none of it's natural, because it's already been cultivated and designed, right? You come in and you're like, okay, like, I really want to be, like, a painter. Like paint didn't exist. Like, if you were just new to a new world, paint wouldn't exist. Like, how would you know that's your calling? So it's kind of like everything's kind of really hectic trying to find out, like, where you belong.
Yeah. Honestly, sort yourself.
It was incredible.
Oh, and my buddy came over to the house. And then, like, the day, like, a couple days after, I went out for, I didn't drink at the time. But I had, like, a lemonade. My friends had beers. And this one guy, he was like, oh, like, I've done shrooms a couple times. He's like, how was your thing? And I was like, it was the best experience of my entire life. Yeah. I highly recommend that you do it, like, right now.
I told Sam that too.
And my buddy came over to my place and he's just like, yeah, so that guy did the shrooms and he got really sick. And I'm like, are you putting this on me? And he's like, yeah, like, a little bit. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you said you highly recommend it. I'm like, yeah, but he's done it before. And I was like, it's not my fault that he got sick. He, like, kind of made it seem that way. And I was like, kind of pissed.
I think with everything, you just need to. You seem to be careful, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, we had a great experience. It doesn't mean everyone's going to have a great experience. It doesn't mean anything.
Like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
I just mean that we don't regret it. No. And if people ask our opinion on it, go for it.
That's great. I still have some at home. I'm just fucking go do it.
But just remember, everything is fine.
Everything
is
okay.
The world is great.
Everything is going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. It was such a lovely time. And I'll do it again one day. It was a bit too much, though. Me, Nick, and Chris, I think, all kind of just took a break after that. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't drink much.
I didn't smoke for, like, 2 weeks. I didn't drink for 2 weeks.
It was just
don't really drink.
I was a little, like, bit over it.
Not over it. I just feel, like, more purified as a human.
Yeah.
There you go. Your vision
quest. Like, how do you feel now as someone who has never partaken anything like this?
Do you make it sound intriguing at all?
Somewhat.
Fuck. So just delete the podcast.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. I probably won't do shrooms still.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Your spirit quest.
But I feel like everything I told you.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good advice.
I'm curious. When I was straight edge, part of it had to do with the whole legality of it all. Activity. Government.
Man, all those.
I have no problem.
Those, like, anti-drug commercials, like, from elementary school.
I never went to Race Against Drugs. I had none of those t-shirts.
Yeah, and while I agree with some drugs, like, I've Coke and even
MDMA.
Like, I don't think I can condone that, because, like, the depression afterwards that apparently happens. And,
well, there's, like, I was watching part of a documentary, I got halfway through it, about drug use at festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
And how, you know, MDMA is harder to get by. So, like, you know, dealers are just giving kids bath salts, but they don't know it's bath salts. They just told them it's MDMA. And then
they swallow it?
And so what happens is, like, this one third party people, will they give out drug testing kits
Oh, like
for people to test them, and they're like, yeah, if it's yellow, it's bath salts. Like, it's not supposed to. Like, you just put a drop in and then like shake it around with your drug, and it'll turn a color. And like looking at the color wheel, you can tell what it is. And it's like all these kids just get bath salts, and they're just like, yeah, it was not good. Like these people, and so they're, you know, talking about the drugs that are like people are used to all got banned and more restrictive about making them. So these they come up with more, you know, workarounds and all these other weirder things that are way more dangerous. Like if the stuff to make coke. Or, you know, like cocaine wasn't as hard to crack, like to get or whatever, you know, highly restricted, then people wouldn't resort to bath salts and stuff. They would just be doing coke, which is not as bad as bath salts. And I don't know. It's
pretty
so
addictive, man.
It's so complicated, man. That's why I stay away from all that shit. Yeah, I don't know shit about nothing. When people tell me hard liquor and soft liquor, what the hell does that mean?
Well, is there soft liquor?
I don't know. Is there? There's hard liquor. It obviously should be soft.
I guess. Oh, fuck. Like soft drinks, maybe?
Soft drinks like Coca-Cola.
I think alcohol is definitely a lot worse a drug than
there's
weed
like
or
barely
shrooms.
Any benefits.
There's no bad. Like,
it's like I'm crazy.
And the day after, like yesterday, I was just like, oh, I don't want to drink ever again. But I'm going to. I'm going to England. I have to drink all the fucking time. I'm not looking forward to it. But
well, it's, yeah, the drinking thing is definitely social.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
thing,
more social, but
like a Western, it's a Western culture kind of thing.
It helps people like kind of like get a little looser, right? Because it's like everyone's
yeah.
so like,
yeah.
Well, alcohol has been around forever,
yeah,
and people have been getting drunk forever. Animals.
When I wasn't drinking, like going out with people to bars and stuff was like, I guess because I'm a very like sociable person, like I could handle it. Yeah. It was fine. I'm like, but I could imagine being like really uncomfortable and being like,
yeah.
You guys are drinking and you guys are like being rowdy and like being like you know like somebody's like a, like kind of physical. Yeah. They're like, yeah, man, like I don't know.
If we weren't smashed on Saturday, I wouldn't have had fun.
I wasn't even that drunk.
I was pretty drunk.
I was like, you guys are drunk. I'm like, this is fine. I felt pretty fine. Like, yeah. I was whatever. I still like danced and shit. I was like, yeah. But like,
you don't need to be drunk to.
Yeah, I didn't feel shitty the next day. Or
that's
anything.
The key. That's what people give me a hard time. They're like, oh, you don't drink? I'm like, yeah. That
like, how do you have fun?
Hinder my fun. Doesn't stop me from having fun. No,
but another thing is like, it's like a kind of want everyone to be. In it together kind of thing.
I guess so.
Yeah. Like weed and drinking, that's a huge thing. But like when I wasn't smoking, like we'd all sit down and like watch America's Funniest Home Videos and like we'd smoke like a joint. But like I felt like I would just hold it to my mouth. But I knew it was important for everyone to all be in it together kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like not smoke.
I definitely do that sometimes.
It's just so that like everyone feels like they're in it. Like it's like a,
yeah.
The vibe is, feels better, but like it's a placebo kind of thing, you know?
Nick still has the dance cave thing on his arm.
Yeah, I haven't showered yet.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to the gym today, but my shit's hurting.
Yeah.
Like this. Oh,
yeah. Weird.
That happened to me. And I had to stop
I get
shoulders.
It sometimes. I don't know. Like, my hip flexors stopped hurting, and now it's my fucking shoulder. It's like one thing after the other.
So I guess we can go on to the last topic.
Last topic?
Yeah. So 37 minutes so far.
Okay, 37 minutes. So my topic is the poach topic.
Oh, yeah. So my topic.
Poach topic. How was your summer?
Amazing.
Summer's over. Back to school, guys.
Nick's
going back. He's been back to school. Gavin's going to school.
I have to do a photography assignment after this, actually.
There you go. I am working, so no school.
Yeah.
So no school.
So fuck school.
You go first, Karthik.
How was my summer? Okay. Well.
I'm working.
Yeah, so that's the thing I did every day. That was way different.
Yeah.
9 to 5 downtown, but very different because I never really was downtown for the summer. Growing up, barely went downtown. So I really enjoyed a lot of the scenery, being around people. It just seems way more fun to be around here than in Pickering, where it's just suburbia and summertime just means a bunch of people go to the Rouge Valley Forest and make it all traffic-y or go to the beach and make it all traffic-y. And I started doing 1 second every day, so it really gave me an idea of what I did this whole summer. I definitely stayed really busy. All my weekends were like booked, so like doing things or going places and stuff like that. When I took my family, the first Sivalingam family camping, quote unquote camping trip. We did camp, you know, in the sleeping in the tent, but we did all the other stuff. So that was pretty exciting. We finally did that. We're like real Canadians now. And I don't know. I spent a lot of time with my brother and sister. My 1 second every day is just full of them doing embarrassing stuff.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how fun your summer looked.
Yeah, I only sent that wasn't so.
I want to see it.
I edited together a video of August.
Hold on.
And that I edited together. So yeah, I went to my friend's cottage. You know, went to the gym a lot, but also not a crazy amount that I didn't have any fun. I don't know. It was a good summer.
Yeah, man.
Memorable. But working, that kind of... I didn't have those days where you just wake up late and you're like just sitting there in the heat and just being like, I have nothing to do and I don't want to do anything, you know? I kind of miss that. I had like one of those days this summer. So that's how busy it was, which is good. I liked it. Move on, Nick?
So yeah, my summer. I don't know. Like, it was awesome. Like, as soon as it started, I don't even know what I did in May or during. Like, I just... Oh, God. I have a bunch of 1 second, 2 second, there I'll see 2 second videos on mine. Like, I moved to my house. Like, I remember, like every day I would have so much time because there wasn't a lot of, like, valet shifts before I started working in the office. Like, get coffee and, like, read and, like, hang out at home and, like, go to the park and stuff and, like, hang with my friends. And then, like, I was just, like, I started working in the office and I was just like, well, this, I'm not going to let this suck out my whole summer.
Yeah.
So I went to see waterfowls in Hamilton. Went to the park, went sailing on a sailing trip. Awesome. Went to a lot of concerts, Spirit Quest. Man, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer that were, like, without traveling, without, like, leaving, like, going too far. Like, I didn't leave the province or the country, like, once.
Yeah.
And I still did a bunch of stuff, and I had a great time.
Like, I feel the same.
Yeah, no, and that's awesome. Like, that's what I wanted to do this summer. I was like, fuck, like, I want to do something cool this summer.
Yeah, do you feel accomplished this summer? I definitely do.
Yeah,
I do. Especially with the 1 second every day, I'm like, I look back, I'm like, yeah, I do feel accomplished. I think I can say that. Cause
people are always like, how was your summer? And I'm like, it was fucking awesome.
No, my summer was good. I don't think I got as much done as I would have liked. I worked the whole summer until like 2 weeks ago. Or maybe it was a lot longer than that now.
No, like it's 2 weeks.
But 2 weeks? Really? Feels like forever. Work was all right, though, because I just kind of sat and listened to podcasts. So I got into, like, Cashing In, which I listen to fucking daily.
You made a podcast after that, too, so that's one thing.
Oh, yeah, here's the podcast.
Oh, yeah, this podcast has been going on for this entire summer.
This is our summer.
Yeah. That's a nice little memento. Yeah, I did a lot of the things that Nick did. Went to the beach.
I didn't go to the beach. That's one thing I didn't accomplish. I didn't go to the beach, really. Yeah. I went, like,
I only went twice because then it was too cold.
Yeah.
That was the huge... That was, like, the biggest bummer of my summer. Bummer of my summer was that... Maybe like a really good rating.
Man, I did so many push-ups this summer, the whole year, and I didn't get to go to the beach.
That sucks, man.
Small problems.
Yeah. I made a vow to myself at the beginning of the summer that I'd go once a week to the beach.
Yeah.
And I went twice.
Well, man, it was harder than this.
Yeah.
It was pretty temperate summer until like last week.
Yeah.
Where it was super hot.
What else did I do? Concerts. I saw Bad Rabbits, which is great.
Super rad.
Yeah, super fucking rad. We filmed that music video with Franco.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
That was a lot of fun. It was cool to
It's jam out this out Friday. Check
again.
It out, y'all.
Yeah, so this comes out on Wednesday. So on Friday the 12th, it comes
Franco
out.
Friday.
If you're in Toronto, I guess you can come to the fucking release party. I don't know where
it
is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's on Beverly and the Green Awning on there.
Beverly
Carly,
and
you should come.
College.
Maybe.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Let's see if I can go.
There's going to be like, there's apparently like people. 500 people invited to a house that fits like 50 people.
I'm going
to
get shot down by every girl there. Yeah. And then they're going to see the music video and be like, oh, you're in that for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
people. We look really
base.
Good in the music video, though.
Yeah. We do look great.
Yeah, that's my bass.
Yeah. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So you see that bass right there? You want to go touch it? Come back to my place.
Yeah.
I'm pickering.
Bass is what I call my dick.
Take a go train.
Take a go train. My mom's going to yell at me. Who's this random girl coming? She's just going to touch my base.
That's actually the funniest thing. What else did I do this summer?
Oh my!
I wanted to go camping. I wanted to go fucking...
I didn't want to go camping.
I really wanted to go camping.
I wanted to do a bike trip. That didn't happen.
Bike trip didn't happen.
I think I was too busy to do a bike trip. And
my bag
fine.
Fell off my bike and got run over by a car.
That was pretty shitty.
My water bottle made it. My protein bottle made it. My keys are fucked up a little bit. Some of my wallet's a little bit fucked.
Your electronics are okay, though.
No, I did bring them, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So, not bad.
I did write almost 50,000 words.
That's pretty good.
And I read a lot of books. And a lot of my favorite nights are just, like, chilling with my friends, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, it's like the little stuff. It's not like big, yeah.
Watching House with my mom is the fucking funnest.
I was actually going to start watching that yesterday.
I just love watching it. Because my mom loves it, too, and... I love hearing her reactions to things. just like
it's
weird.
My family watching Breaking Bad. Yeah. It was hilarious. I finished Breaking Bad with my family.
I should.
And my mom doesn't
send my dad
watch.
An email.
Did you? That's nice.
Yeah, I should really go hang out.
Yeah.
I am like the worst child to have.
Not really. Yeah.
One thing I want to point out too is I this summer, I didn't hang out with the friends that I normally hang out with all the time. So, you know, I have a core group of friends that I just talk to all the time on Skype, hang out with them all the time. I barely saw them. I saw them like once a month.
I agree.
I saw you, Gavin, and I saw you, Nick, like
twice a week, basically.
Freaking twice a week, three times a week. Yeah. Gavin, sometimes like every day in a week.
Yeah.
It was like, and I saw different people who I don't see often way more. So the people who I see often, I didn't see that much. So the people who aren't there as much, or I didn't see often before, I just spent about all the time. That was pretty good.
I became a yes man, if you remember.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I think
so
I was going
to
say,
saying yes to, like,
when you said you didn't do a lot, I feel like you did so much.
Yeah, I went and saw like a TIFF film the other day with a friend of mine, and we hung out. I see like a lot of musical people. I try and
we saw Ghostbusters in the park.
We saw Ghostbusters in the park.
That was
a
super
really
hot friend.
Yeah. He's probably never going to listen to this, so you can say whatever you want.
So hot.
There you go. I'll hook it up.
You'll hook it up before you leave.
Sorry, it's on Friday. I'll just like start being really mean to her and see how it goes.
That's always good.
The guarantee. I like that.
What's we did the room escape thing too.
Oh, room escape. That was a lot of fun.
Talk about that on the
podcast. Oh, you did that?
Yeah, it was fucking rad.
We were two minutes from getting out.
We were so close.
We had the box with the key in our hand, and all we needed was the combination. And if we had 2 minutes, we would have gotten out.
Oh, man.
It was brilliant, though.
It was great,
though. A lot of fun.
I want to do that, so maybe I'll
do it.
We should go. Tell everybody.
Gotta find
Scott
a Groupon.
Terry and everyone.
Gotta find that Groupon.
Yeah, well, it was only $30 each. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah, summer was good.
Yeah. Anything you learn?
Everything.
Well, I learned like just to let it be, man. That shroom trip.
Fucking John Lennon over here.
It really.
It's funny. I saw girls
with
Let It Be foot tattoo today. I had a bunch of like music notes on it. I'm like, man, imagine being a tattoo artist being like, you want Let It Be with some music notes? Like, okay, let me put that on your body.
On your foot. Can you talk about? Okay, I want to. Can we get into the things that bother you but really shouldn't?
Oh, yes, we can.
Girls with foot tattoos.
Whoa, no.
No,
fine.
Girls with tattoos are 110%.
Girls with foot tattoos.
I said Let It Be.
I'm calling you out right now.
Why?
Hate that shit.
Why?
Because it's fucking, like, it's so fair weather. And it's like, it looks gross most of the time. Not, like, 80% of the girls with foot tattoos I see got fat feet. They got cankles and shit. And they got this foot tattoo that's like, they're not Tweety or a butterfly anymore. They're like, Nirvana is cool or something.
Bad.
I gotta say, I don't know these girls that you're talking about.
Oh, man. I just look at people and I just get mad.
When I picture tattoos, I just picture attraction.
Because you just look at suicide girls all day. I look at the opposite of suicide girls. The girls that make you want to commit suicide.
Alive. I don't know. Is there anything creepy that we've done recently?
No, man. Staying away from that.
Oh, I saw that girl from school today.
Which one?
And then remember, I biked past this girl who was really hot, who I thought was this girl that I almost kind of knew. I wanted to get to know, but didn't really go that way.
Okay.
I was biking, because I biked to school, and I was, like, biking past her, and I wasn't wearing a shirt because it was really hot.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And as I, was, like, biking by, I was just like, I wish I was wearing a fucking shirt right now.
Why, Nick? I thought you hit the gym up so much, you got a hot bod.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that dude who's not wearing a fucking shirt on his way to school.
That's true.
No one likes that
guy.
No one likes that guy.
Yeah, no one does like that guy.
It wasn't her. And then I think I walked by her today, and I didn't even, like, look over or anything.
There you go.
Man, as long as you walk by her every day. And not say anything, then
every time I talk
great.
To her, though, she's like, I see you around all the time. Like,
paying attention, eh?
I was like, yeah, that's a start. And I was like, I remember I got really drunk at that school function and made an asshole in front of myself in front of you. That was great.
Alcohol.
Yeah, so is it creepy? Not wearing a shirt?
No. Depends.
But those guys,
most of the time,
start wearing shirts.
Man,
anyone?
You know, it's hard out there.
It gets hot.
Yeah.
Guys.
And, like, I don't want my tan to be, like, really shitty.
Just the only thing
is
that
I my douchebag over the summer. Is that what happened to me?
What?
I don't want my tan to be shitty.
Yeah. That's everything.
Right. I don't know.
It's a pretty lax week.
Pretty lax.
I don't know. Remember that Deal Breakers episode?
Yeah, Deal Breakers. I thought of one: smoking.
Okay.
Girls who smoke.
No,
I was thinking about that this morning in the shower.
Really?
I was like a smelly girl. That's the biggest deal breaker for me.
Smelly girl.
Like, you gotta have good personal hygiene. You can be the most. You can be Melissa Clark, and if you smell, then I'm not.
Yeah, smell is paired with like cleanliness.
Yeah,
like people who like. Ugh.
I got an is it creepy speaking. Actually. After you guys deal breakers, go for it.
No, we're just adding deal breakers.
I don't know. Do you have any?
No, I just want to talk about that one thing that happened recently.
So I watched If I Stay, I go, okay, one thing I did in the summer is I did a lot of independent shit. I went to a lot of movies alone. Went to Fan Expo alone. I'm trying to get used to doing things by myself.
Okay, well, it's just what you shouldn't be doing if you want to go make friends.
No, but I'm going to be alone in
England. Yeah,
in
that's
England,
pretty good.
Are you gonna so I got to be, yeah.
Like, you're going to go to, like, places. Like,
yeah.
You'd be like, that's Big Ben over there. That's Piccadilly Circus.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, aren't you from Canada? And you're like, yeah.
You're going to go to Spain by yourself and shit?
I'm probably, I hope not, but like, I'm preparing for the possibility of being.
Oh, like you want to go with people. But like,
I would like to have a travel buddy. Hopefully I meet someone over there that likes to.
Like a hottie?
Like first week.
I really hope
I meet a suicide girl over there.
Like 110%.
if I meet Mel Clark, then I'll marry her.
You're like, there's this girl in my res. She's 18, but she's really cool. We're getting married tomorrow.
I hope not. Anyways, I watched If I Stay, which is this rom-com. Not comedy at all. It's kind of a romantic drama with Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, is it like...
Really? Yeah. She's old enough to be romantic movies now?
She's 17, and this is the creepy thing. The whole movie, I was like, she's kind of really hot. And she's 17.
Yeah, that's at school, man. Like, every day I'm like, these girls were in high school 2 months ago. And I'm like, yeah.
So how creepy is that? Is that creepy?
No, you can't really. I don't know, man. They set her up.
They set her up. You shouldn't be 17 starring in a teen movie. Fuck off.
Yeah. But
I shouldn't be going to movies alone and watching the things.
But yeah, I definitely.
Oh, things that bother me really shouldn't, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting. But before I forget, the movie had a guy that. In a band, and he kept singing songs the whole time.
Yeah,
and it bothers me a lot. Like talking animals in movies bothers me, and people singing songs to other people bothers me. Unless it's a musical.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Doesn't bother anyone else.
Talking animals not a big deal.
Oh my god!
Like, all animals only write real speech, baby.
Real life talking, like not Toy Story or something. Like not
like
animated.
Babe.
Fucking hate Babe.
Like Babe.
Oh god. And they make the mouse move on purpose and just like,
oh yeah, that's
kind of
weird.
Unnatural.
Yeah, it's true. When like they have a dog movie, you know, cats versus dogs, and the dogs mouse move.
And baby geniuses.
Look at baby geniuses. Yeah,
that bothers me so much.
Yeah, little baby animals.
I imagine the person, the you know, special effects artist sitting there sinking.
He's like, this looks pretty good.
God. Like, let's go. Oh, I got to make the mouth move in a circle for the O sound. He's sitting there being like, I'm just going to shoot myself.
Yeah, so that bothers me.
All right, let's wrap her up here. At an hour, it was 30 minutes a minute ago.
52 minutes.
52 minutes. Okay, well, we have a Twitter now. No one is thinking. N-O-I-T-A-Y.
No one is thinking about you abbreviated podcast.
Noite.
Podcast.
N-O-I-T-A-Y podcast.
Noite.
And a Gmail, noisethinkingaboutyou@gmail.com.
Yeah, so if you want, you can send us questions to Twitter. If it's longer than 140 characters and you want to send nudes as well, please send them to our Gmail.
I'm
hot girls only.
That.
I'm a tumble of that. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you can also you can post new pictures on Twitter, so if you just want to just tag us in it.
No, but like if you want to only send it to us.
Oh, yeah, if you wanted to keep it private on the DL just for
if
us.
If you want to keep a picture on the DL, you definitely post it on the internet.
Yeah. But no judgment, you know, like dick pics too if you really want to feel that way.
Sure, yeah. Ask us questions. We only got like one or two episodes left this season.
Yeah.
We've gotten like a million questions, obviously, but like.
None of them are good. They're all like, what kind of hair products do you use?
They're like, I have questions.
I don't use any.
And then
hair
they don't follow up. I think the people are really nervous.
Yeah.
So they definitely come through.
Just all the emails just, I have a question, period.
No, it's like, I have questions, but it's like, I have question mark. And so you're like, oh man, this guy's really nervous.
And it's one email. I'm looking at it now. It's just question marks.
Yeah. Bees? Yes.
So
That's it.
And subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. If you listen to this podcast and you do it through iTunes,
made it this far.
Caroline and Arian, I know you listen to this fucking podcast.
Yeah, just rate it on iTunes because it puts us up in the charts, but it also lets us know what we can fix. Like if they're like, replace that one guy, the brown dude who talks way too much.
Yeah.
Like we'll do that. That's fine.
And don't tell our parents that we did drugs in a forest.
No.
Don't tell my
not.
Parents that I did this podcast at all. I just tell my mom that I'm recording with Nick and Gavin. She's like, okay. And I'm like,
I always just say I'm hanging out with McCarthy.
I say I'm recording. So my mom's like,
what do you do for 2 hours? Just hang, yo.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I.
You're cool.
None of my roommates were home, so I just left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch regular show. It was good.
At Carthic Music.
At Gavin Sutton.
Nicholas Dooley.
Peace out for now. Bye bye.
Pew.